Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment every week at this hour, Chandu the Magician. Istanbul, the vast old Oriental city whose ancient streets line the inlet called the Golden Horn, the courtyard of the Mosque of Ayub. Unnoticed, two silent figures drift among the peddlers of silks and perfumes. It is night. Chandu, the magician.
Effendi, you know he's in the mosque. Why should the great Hakim come into this quarter?
He is here, Rashid. When his body is found, it will be thought he was killed by a robber.
It will not be easy, Effendi. It would be better to wait for the feast day.
Wait until he has told Frank Chandler what he knows of us. Already Chandler is in Cairo.
Aye, what does he do?
His government has sent him, or the secret committee of 10 has sent him, to destroy the Brotherhood. If he comes to Istanbul...
Effendi, the door. The Hakim.
I see him. Follow him into the street. Afterward, I will meet you at the place you know.
Aiba.
Do not be late, or I will have left for Cairo.
Hello? No, Mr. Chandler's out now. This is his sister, Dorothy Regent. Oh. Well, wouldn't you like to come up here and wait for Frank? He'll be back any minute. We have a suite on the second floor. The number of the sitting room is 224. Not at all.
Who was that, Mother?
An old friend of Uncle Frank's, Mr. Zamenhof.
People over here have funny names, don't they? I hope he isn't Alex Zamenhof, don't you?
Who's Alex Zamenhof?
Oh, Mother, you remember. He was one of the men in that book. Between Two Wars or something like that. There was a whole chapter about Alex Zamenhof.
Oh?
Why, one time he got $10,000 for figuring out how to blow up a house in Athens where a secret meeting was going to be. 15 people were killed.
Oh, I remember the man you mean, Betty. He'd do anything for money. But he can't have been a friend of Uncle Frank.
I'll know if he's the one when he comes in. There was a picture of him.
Oh, I'll go to the door. Good afternoon.
Madame Regent?
Yes. Come in, Mr. Zamenhof.
This is most kind of you. I find hotel lounges dismal, even the best of them.
Betty, Mr. Zamenhof, my daughter.
How do you do?
Madame, it is impossible this young lady is your daughter.
Everybody says that. And my brother's even older than I am.
Astounding.
Take this chair, please. Frank took my son out to watch a party of archaeologists digging near Giza.
Maybe he knows Najee too, Mother. She went with Bob and Uncle Frank, Mr. Zamenhof. Her ancestors built the palace they're digging up thousands of years ago.
The mysterious Princess Najee? I have met her, but your uncle was my friend, so naturally I...
You mean Uncle Frank wouldn't have liked it? Mother, I told
Betty.
You that...
Oh,
their attachment was well known at the time, Madame. Miss Regent, you look puzzled.
Oh, I was just, you look like somebody I've seen somewhere.
I have never been to America. Have you been long in this part of the world?
No. We just came over because Uncle Frank was here.
Alex!
Frank, how are you?
Mother, it is the same man.
Well, where did you come from?
From Istanbul. As soon as I heard you were in Cairo, I dropped in on you. Your sister was good enough to invite me up here.
Oh, I'm very glad to see you. You know, Dot, Alex worked for us all during the war. He had a genius for getting information no one else could.
I see.
Your brother does me too much honor.
Frank, where's Bob?
We're down on the terrace. Betty, I'm to tell you he's ordered you a lemon squash.
He just wants to tell me about those old ruins. No use wasting a lemon squash, though. Excuse me, Mother.
Yes, darling. Oh, wait, I'll go with you. Uncle Frank and Mr. Zamenhof will want to fight the war all over again. Why don't you join us after a while?
Thank you, madame.
We will, Dot. Well, tell me what you've been up to, Alex.
I might ask the same question of you. How is your charming princess?
Now, Jim, she's very well. What have you been doing?
My life is very dull now.
Your idea of dullness isn't everybody's.
Frank, you read of the recent assassination in Istanbul?
Alex, you weren't mixed up in that.
No. Unfortunately, the authorities believe for a time that I was.
Oh.
However, one expects that.
What are you doing in Cairo?
Nothing at the moment. I thought you might give me something to do.
Look here. You used to know everything that went on in the Middle East. Have you any idea who planned that assassination?
An idea only, Frank.
Could it have been the outfit that calls itself El Yamindam? You've certainly heard of them.
Well, who has not? The Brotherhood of the Blood Oath. Oh, it is possible, but I understood the assassin came to Istanbul from Paris.
Hmm. That's true. The Brotherhood's expanded into Western Europe. And that's bad news.
I do not know.
Well, do you know who's at the head of it?
No. But why are you interested? I thought you had become too much involved with magic, sorcery, whatever you studied in India to... Frank, is it true you have become known as Chandu, the magician?
Yes, but I never discuss it, Alex.
As you like. I would like to have the power to conjure up what I wished. I would fill my pockets with gold once more.
You needing money? I just don't believe it at Fort Knox.
Unfortunately, every drachma I own is in a certain country, which refuses to allow me to take it over the border.
So even you slip up sometimes.
Yes, it was a mistake. Frank, could you let me have a few wonderful American dollars? I will repay you when...
As my nephew says, that will be the day.
You refuse?
Well, not at all. I'll write you a check. In 5 years, I can take it off my income tax.
You do not believe me. In confidence, I will tell you this. Tonight, I have an engagement of the greatest importance. You will be repaid, Frank. It is a promise.
Well, good luck, Alex.
Yawalad. You speak to me?
Oh, you speak English.
I am looking for... By Saint Sophia, are you not Abdallah the Bedouin?
I am Abdallah.
Oh, you must remember me, Zamenhof.
There you are. Come with me, Effendi. Through this shop and up the stairs at the back. You were at the meeting of the Brotherhood at the desert village.
So you remember me now, Abdallah.
I was. It is Abdallah the Bedouin with the Effendi Zamenhof.
Tafadal.
I have heard how well these rooms were chosen. Excellent. Is there a room where we can speak privately?
Ewa, the inner room.
Are we alone here?
It is so.
Splendid. Abdallah. Have you an assignment at the moment?
No. I await a message. And you, Effendi?
I came to Cairo because of an American named Chandler.
He is a sorcerer. I myself have felt his spell.
Have you indeed? He has come to destroy the Brotherhood.
Ya Salam. You know this?
I have heard it from his own lips. He must be eliminated.
By Allah, you do not know him.
I know this. He loves a woman. Princess Naji. That is the way to reach him.
Aiwa.
It is only necessary to bring Naji into the native quarter here somewhere. She can be forced to send for Chandler.
You see? Aye, by the beard of the prophet. But Zamenhof, even in this quarter, a man cannot be killed in the street.
You know Cairo, Abdallah. Choose the place.
A moment. The Cafe of the Three Daggers.
It is a place for tourists, foreigners.
But above it is a room. No questions will be asked.
One can trust a Bedouin to know such things.
You speak truth. From the room, a small stairway goes down to a dark alley.
Yes, such a stairway is a double advantage. With a man like Chandler, one never knows.
When will you kill him?
Tonight, with luck. I must arrange to dine with the charming princess, Princess Naji.
Taib.
Abdallah, I hesitate to ask a favor, but I am seriously in need of money.
Is it true?
Yes, unfortunately. Every drachma I own is in a certain country which refuses to allow me to bring it over the border.
Zamenhof, I have money. In my home at the oasis, my father has a great chest filled with gold.
If I lived in the deserts where there are no gaming tables. but there would be no way of making money. So perhaps I do well enough.
Here is money. Take what you wish.
You are most generous.
Aslan.
I must go.
By Allah, you must not go without coffee. We will drink it together. To the death of Chandu the magician.
And now, before Chandu the magician brings you the second act of tonight's story of magic and mystery, may we set the stage for another kind of drama. It is wash day in your home. As the curtain rises, we see a washing machine and a basket full of clothes. There's a villain, a mean old blackguard named Dirt. There's a hero, a shining white knight in armor named White King. And there's plenty of stirring action as those foaming White King soap suds billow and bubble in your churning washer. Swiftly, those energetic White King soap suds wash off the surface dirt, wash out the dirt that has sneaked into hiding between the fibers of your clothes. Then, quick as a flash, free-rinsing White King leaves your clothes, leaves them fresh and clean, as away go both soil and suds down the drain. Finally, comes the happy ending when those fresh, sweet-smelling White King washed clothes dance in the breeze as they dry on the line. The white clothes so sparkling white. The colored clothes so clear and bright. And once again, White King takes a curtain call to remind you that no washing machine works better than the soap you use. Nothing washes like soap. And there's no soap like White King. Cairo, Shepherd's Hotel, the room of Frank Chandler, where, since Alex Zamenhof's departure, Chandler has sat alone. We return to Chandu, the magician.
Frank?
Come in, Dot.
I thought you and Mr. Zamenhof... Oh, has he gone?
Yes. I thought he might tell me something, but he didn't seem to know.
Well, what was it?
I want to know who's the head of the Yaman Dam everybody's talking about.
Oh, that dreadful brotherhood of the Blood Oath. Somebody must know.
I was just going to look into the crystal and see if...
Don't you suppose what you see in that crystal ball could be, well, your imagination?
Well, Dad, certainly not. You looked into it with me the other day. You saw just what I did.
Or thought I saw it.
Well, it sounds as if you thought I'd hypnotized you.
Well?
Do you think I spent years in India studying hypnotism?
Well, if it isn't that, I can't understand it at all.
Of course you can't, Tom.
Besides, I'm sure you'd have studied tightrope walking if Naji suggested it. Well, why have you never told me about her?
There was never anything to tell, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. I like her very much.
I know what you're doing, Dot. You're trying to keep me from racking my brain over that brotherhood.
Well, it's not doing any good, Frank. You said so yourself.
I have to keep trying. My one advantage so far is what I learned in India. And I'm going to try again right now.
Do you mind if I stay?
Well, no. Sit here. I'll put the crystal on the table. By the power of the 3x3, I will look into the secret room of El Yamindam at this moment.
That uncanny sound.
There it is.
It is the room we saw the other day. Like a picture in the crystal. The wall hangings covered with Egyptian figures. Candles on the table. Why, Frank!
Yes, I see him, Dot.
It is Mr. Zamenhof, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And the other one, the Arab. Don't you remember him?
Well, he looks like the man who tried to lose us in the desert.
Abdullah, the Bedouin. He's a member of El Yamandam, I'd swear to that.
But you... Sorry, Frank, the only word I can think of is hypnotize him to make him bring us back. He said that in the future he'd work for you.
I told you then, Dot, that in a few days he'd begin to believe it had never happened.
Your friend, Alec Zamenhof.
This is an occasion for drinking wine, not coffee, Abdullah.
Listen, Dot.
You Muslims miss half of life.
It is the will of the Prophet.
There is a noble meaning in that, my friend. What we do tonight for the Brotherhood is the will of the Prophet also.
So, he's a member of the Brotherhood. Alex is up to his old tricks.
Frank, you knew he was like that.
Of course.
But you let him work for you.
Not in wartime. You can't pick and choose. You get information where you can.
Well, now look what's happened.
Well, at least I know what he's doing. And if you can lead me to the head of that Brotherhood, the money I gave him is well spent.
I have not been in your home before, Naji. May I say, it suits you perfectly.
Thank you, Alex. What do you want of me?
Must I want something of you, as you put it?
I know you, Alex. Why are you now in Cairo?
Perhaps because of an organization known as El Yamindam.
Brotherhood of the Blood Oath.
I was certain you had not given up the work you did so brilliantly during the war. Would you like to have information about the Brotherhood?
Alex, Frank Chandler is in Cairo. If you have information about these men, give it to him, not to me.
Naji, there is more risk than I care to undertake.
What do you mean?
The Brotherhood in Cairo is operating from rooms in the native quarter. In them, the leader sits like a spider, quietly weaving his web. Already, Europe is caught in it. From there...
Alex, tell me plainly what you want of me.
Ah, yes, yes. As you know, it is difficult to direct a man to a particular house in that maze of crooked streets. And if I appeared there openly with Frank... No. I value my life.
Chandu is known to them, then.
Yes, indeed. And their agents are always among the crowd.
Alex, what can I do?
Nothing would be thought of our dining together in a nearby cafe. I could point out the house to you. You could tell Frank and...
Very well. I will do it.
Excellent.
What is the cafe?
The Cafe of the Three Daggers. You know it?
I have never been inside. But it is a good choice. It will be filled with tourists.
That is true. If it is convenient, then, I will call for you this evening at 8:00.
Why, Mother, you had your little traveling clock fixed.
Well, I had it fixed before we left California. You have to pull out a little gadget in the back or it won't strike. It hadn't worked for so long, I'd almost forgotten it.
It's cute. I've always thought so. Look, it's only 9 o'clock. Can't we go out somewhere for a while?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. It's a beautiful night. Maybe we could get a car and drive out toward the pyramid.
All right. Uncle Frank's in his room. Ask him if he'd like to go with us. I know Bob would.
Maybe we could take Najee. Uncle Frank.
Hello. I didn't hear that, Abu.
Oh.
Well, didn't you give her my message this afternoon? Abu, stop making excuses and tell me where they went. All right. Never mind that now.
Uncle Frank, Mother and
Not now, Betty. Dot, Najee didn't get my message this afternoon. That's why she hasn't called me. She's gone out to dinner with Alex.
What?
Najee never goes to those tourist places. She doesn't like Alex. She never did.
I can't imagine Najee going out with that man.
There's something wrong. Don't go away from the hotel, will you, Dot? I may have to bring her back here.
The Brotherhood knew they could be spied upon from a room above the cafe. Go in, Najee.
Who are those men outside the door, Alex?
I have not been completely frank with you, Najee. Abdallah, you were to wait outside with the others.
Where a beautiful woman is concerned, Zamenhof, it is not wise for one man to work alone. She is as beautiful as the morning.
Alex, you will send this big Bedouin away. There's not even a window here.
My dear Nash.
Do not speak to me as if I were a dancing girl in the cafe.
The time has come when I may speak to you as I wish.
How dare you?
Sit down. Here is paper. You will write a note to Frank. Billy Do.
Anything I have to say to John Doe can be said in person.
You are to tell him you are in very great danger. You will beg him to come at once to the cafe.
No.
And I will meet him when he arrives. He will believe my words and come up the stairs, princess. In the desert, I swore to serve him well.
You waste your words, both of you. I will write nothing.
Listen to me, Najee. We have spent years bringing together men who know that without power there is nothing. Greedy men, exhausted men, defeated men. Now they wait only for the word. Do you believe Frank can stand in our way?
Alex, you are as wicked as Satan. I will do nothing to bring Chandu here.
He will blame himself for your death.
What? My death?
Najee, behind that curtain is a stairway. It goes down to a dark alley. And who will notice a woman carried through it to the Nile?
Alex, you are Chandu's brain.
Write the note.
Something is burning. I smell the smoke.
Huh? She speaks truth.
The fire must be in the street. It is not here.
Look, someone in the corner. Smoke.
And there. And there it is pouring in like water from everywhere.
The cafe downstairs. No, Alex. The smoke is nowhere but here.
Frank!
This is an unexpected pleasure.
I dropped in to take Najee home. Come on. The room will be full of smoke in a minute.
Chandu, you created this mess.
I thought Alex would like to see a demonstration of what he calls sorcery, since he was so interested. Come along, Najee.
No. Hassan! Mustafa! Here! Kill them! Kill them, boy!
Najee, get down the stairs.
Kill him, I tell you!
Najee, get out!
Nice, Adelto!
Why, you!
I will friend with you, Chandu!
Dollar, you!
Don't attack him!
I have sworn to serve him! Hassan, son of a...
I will kill him, my friend!
Oh, Alex! Chandu, that way!
No, by Allah, son enough! You die!
Quick, Najee. Down the stairs to the alley.
Frank! Abdallah, stop me!
Leave him to burn, Chandu. The smoke is not all your magic.
What's that?
The candles! The house is burning, Chandu! Chandu!
Before we bring you the conclusion of tonight's story of intrigue, may we take another moment to remind you that White King soap is the magic touch for washing clothes and the magic touch for washing dishes as well. And if you think washing dishes takes too much time out of your day, try White King soap in your dishpan right away. See how quickly and completely those tiny White King granules dissolve like magic into heaps of rich, foaming soap suds. See how those suds keep right on billowing up when you cool the water down to the right temperature for fast dishwashing. See how quickly you can speed through piles of dirty dishes when you've plenty of nice, thick soap suds and water that feels comfortable to your hands. And then, douse your dishes with a hot water rinse and see how those White King suds rinse away quick as a flash. Leave your china and glassware and silver shining so bright they dry in a jiffy. So save time every busy day by washing dishes the speedy White King way. And start saving those White King box tops for Chandu magic tricks we will soon be offering you. Remember, for washing clothes or dishes, nothing washes like soap. And there's no soap like White King. Shepherd's Hotel in Cairo, the sitting room of the Regent's suite. We return for the final act of tonight's story. Chandu, the magician.
Why, Frank, that's terrible.
I wish I'd been with you, Uncle Frank. Must have been some brawl.
It was all of that.
It was like a nightmare, Bob.
I bet you were scared to death, Naji. Well, look at your dress.
I expected to die, Betty.
If Abdullah hadn't been there, both of us might have been killed.
I must have missed something. Uncle Frank, you mean that guy you magicked out in the desert?
That's right, Bob. He's been trying ever since to find some way to convince me he really meant what he said that day. The minute he met Zamenhof this afternoon...
Oh, Frank, there must have been a better way than killing the man.
Oh, Alex isn't dead, Bob.
No?
And they took him to the hospital. That's why it was so long. I had quite a talk with him after the doctor bandaged him up.
All the things that book said about him were true, after all.
He's finished now, though. The whole story will come out in every newspaper in Europe. Even the Brotherhood can't protect him now. You know, when that fight started...
Oh, don't talk about it anymore tonight. Oh, I can't bear to think of what might have happened.
Don't look like that, Mother. They're all right.
Well, just the same, I don't like... Heavens, look at the time. You and Bob both ought to be in bed.
Now, Mom...
I mean it, Bob.
Uncle Frank still hasn't told us.
Not tonight.
Okay. I'll pin him down about it tomorrow. Good night, Najee.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Bob.
Will you take me home, Chandu?
Oh, Naji, I hate to think of you being alone in that great house tonight, except for the servants. Wouldn't you rather stay here?
If I must go through the hotel again with my clothes burned and torn, I prefer to do it at night.
I could let you have a coat to cover your dress.
I will borrow the coat, thank you. But I would rather go tonight.
Well, I'll get it then.
You mean your blue one? You left it in my room, Mother.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll only take a minute, Naji.
Night, Naji.
Good night.
Uncle Frank?
Good night, Betty. You know, darling, if you'd gone out of that room when I asked you to, you wouldn't have ruined your clothes.
I said you must not call me darling.
I thought I'd never find you. Naji, why did you go up there? Couldn't you see it must be...
I saw that I might discover the leader of that evil brotherhood in a way that might keep you from being killed.
You might have died yourself. Darling, don't you know...
Don't, Chandu, please. Dorothy will come in.
Suppose she does.
Oh, Chandu, I've told you...
I know. You've told me 100 times you can never marry me. But I won't believe it.
Chandu, you must.
No. I can wait. And sometime... somewhere...
Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow, Betty by Joy Terry, and Bob by Lee Millar. Larry Dobkin is Abdallah, Zamenhof is Theodore Von Eltz, and Princess Naji is played by Lillian Baev. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour when the makers of White King bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. Howard Culver speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.